USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Johnson & Johnson announced Tuesday that a second dose of their COVID vaccine has been shown to offer stronger protection against the virus. In a press release, the company said that the extra dose brings the efficacy of their shot to levels seen in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Their one-dose version had shown a lower efficacy than those two. The new data from the company comes as the FDA has been reviewing data from Pfizer as the company seeks approval to administer a third dose as a booster shot. The company's data shows that 2 months after the initial shot would be ideal for the booster. Nearly 15 million Americans have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And deaths from COVID-19 have remained on the rise in the U.S., now reaching levels not seen since March. New data from Johns Hopkins University shows deaths rising over 40% over the last 2 weeks, from about 1,400 to 1,900 a day. Health officials say that the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths have been people who are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.